עשה לך שתי חסוסות כסף. והיו לך למקנה העדה על מיסה את המחנות. שתי חסוסות, זה למד טרומפטס. What's the purpose of these trumpets? So the Pasuk says, in order to gather the people, in order to give them instructions when they should travel. So they blow tiki'ah, they blow teru'ah. So Rabbi Sabato has a piece on this here. On these hasosrot. On these bugles. Usually, when we talk about Tiki'ah and Teru'ah, we think about Shofar of Rosh Hashanah. And now all of a sudden we're talking about these Hasosirot that are made out of silver. So it's not a Shofar, obviously. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's a trumpet. But it blows the same sounds. So the Tiki'ah is the straight sound, as we know. And the Teru'ah is the broken sound, the staccato notes. Ubakil et ha-kahal, when they would call the kahal for meetings, Pasuk says, titki'u, velo tari'u. So meetings was a tiki'ah. And when it came to war, they blew teru'ah. V'chi tavo melchama ba'arsechem al-asar ha-sorer etchem v'are'otem v'asoserot. So that was a different sounds. So he says, Tiki'ah is a straight, cohesive sound. So that makes sense why they use that sound to gather the people. And you're gathering the people for a meeting, so it's a Tiki'ah. Whereas when people are going out to war, so everybody's scattering. You know, you have this front and that front, and they have to go and stagger in different places. So therefore, that was a signal of the Teru'ah. So the sounds themselves gave a signal to what they were being called for. The Tiki'ah is to bring the people in for a meeting. But the Teru'ah is to send them out to war. So what does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? How do we relate to the Tiki'ah then? I mean, once already we see that the inyan of a Tiki'ah is to bring a person inward, and the Teru'ah is to send them out. So he writes, that inside of a person, he has a neshama. The neshama needs to be aroused on Rosh Hashanah in order to come back to its original level of guarding the person. So the blowing of the tiki'ah is in order to arouse the person from within. That's to arouse the neshama. Just like the tiki'ah and the midbar was to bring the people penima inside. So the tiki'ah of Rosh Hashanah is in order to bring the neshama back inside, to gather that nucleus of soul in order to ma'azek himself within. And what is the teru'ah then? The teru'ah is to scatter away all the outside influences of the yetzer hara, to scatter them out. So first, tiki'ah, to build up the inside, penima, and then teru'ah is the war. What's the war? Against the yetzer hara. So therefore we dispatch or disperse all the elements of satra hara that are away from us. Pasuk continues. וביום שמעתכם ומועדכם, ובראשי חודשכם, ותקעתם בעשוסלות על אודותיכם ובזבחי שלמכם, והיו לכם לזיכרון. Interesting. It says on the holidays they would make a tiki'ah. On the Mu'ed, on Rosh Chodesh, they would blow the asosrot when they brought the korbanot. So the pasuk says, "Vayu lachem lezikaron." Od pa'am, makes sense why we blow a tikiyah on a holiday. Because the holiday is called Mu'ed. What is Mu'ed? Mu'ed comes from the lashon va'ad. Va'ad means when the people get together. It's a gathering. So tikiyah again is something that's gathering the people, something that's united. So therefore, the tikiyah is blown on the Mu'ed. In order to bring the people close. But the Bnei Pasuk says, Ve'yu lachem lezikaron. Why is it zikaron? It's a commemoration. Atikiyot, atikiyah nu'ada avurchem lachem. כדי שתזכרו את השם בעיתות שמחה. אהה. בדרך כלל בשעת שמחה הדעת נוטה האדם לשכוח את האלוהים. Normally at a time of a party or a שמחה you tend to forget Hashem. You get caught up in the party, you get caught up in the שמחה and you forget God. You remember Eov when he made the parties. After he made the parties, he would bring sacrifices to God. At the 1 year old, he would bring sacrifices. Maybe at the party, somebody sinned. Because what happens at the party? You get lost. What happens? Drinking and...
The guard goes down.
The guard goes down. And therefore, Ashkenazim has a custom after the holidays. They fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. Bahab. That just in case, maybe on the Hag... They forgot God. So blowing of the tiki'ah on the hag, he says, that already is a reminder. Utkaten v'ayu lachem lezikaron. The tiki'ah on the hag served as a reminder that there's a God. The pasuk says, by war, v'chitavo melchama baritzkem v'ale'otem b'hasoselot v'nizkartem לפני השם אלוקיכם. Interesting. By the tiki'ah on the holiday it says ויהיו לכם לזיכרון. By the tiru'ah of the war it says ונזכרתם לפני השם אלוקיכם. That God shall remember you. Big difference. On the hag we forget Hashem. So therefore we need the tiki'ah to remember Hashem. In war, we remember Hashem. In the war, that's, you don't need a reminder to remember Hashem. Well, you're scared. But you need God to remember you. So therefore, by the war, it says the opposite. V'nizkartem l'teshulichem. B'sha'at sara noteh adam b'fun tib'i lifnot el Elohim. It's natural to turn to God. V'en sorek l'azkid lo zot. Hadeg yeshu al ken she'ashem yizkor oto. Very good. That's why it says, "V'nitzkartem lefnei Elohim." The pasukim are meduyak. What's the connection over here? There's a connection. It's almost as if the pasukim are saying that if you remember God, mishat asimha, God will remember you. Mish'at tzara. That's a big yesod. That if you blew the tiki'ah at the time of the hag, lachem, the zikaron, that you should remember Hashem, you didn't get lost up in the hag. So Borei Olam says, good, so when you go out to war, then v'nizkartem lefnei Elohechem. If you remember me, then I will remember you. If you will remember me during your simcha, I will remember me during your tzara. That's the connection that he draws between the two. מאחר והתקיעה נועד לכינוס והתרועה למלחמה, מה יהיה הסימן שייתן את האות לתזוזת מחנה ישראל? There's another time we blow the shofar, when we move, when we travel. So get the rules. Tiki'ah is for meetings, hagim, gatherings. Tiru'ah is for what? Bizur, wars, going out. Like the Tiru'ah is broken up. Troops, different battalions, different directions. What sound then based on this is going to be used to tell the people to travel? Nobody answers. That's right, but Pasuk says, Utka'atem tiru'a v'nasi'uwa mahanot. Utka'atem tiru'a. What is Utka'atem tiru'a? It's both. Utka'atem tiru'a. So when they travel, you blow a tiki'a and a tiru'a. Very strange. Litkawa tiru'a. What do you mean, litkawa tiru'a? Just say, utra'atem. Utkawa tiru'a. Gamkan, o lehariya. That's a better word. Say, lehariya tiru'a. Od pa'am. For example, if I'm writing a picture, I say litsayir siyur. If I'm writing something, I say lichtov mikhtav. I don't say litsayir mikhtav. You understand, Emil? I don't say litsayir mikhtav. So here it says utkatem teruah. I'm using two different terminologies. So what's the language? The hazal mivinim sheyesh kan siruf. The fact that it says utkatem teruah, use the word tiki'ah, use the word teruah, must be it's both. And therefore they learn over here in the traveling, it's tiki'ah, teruah, tiki'ah. Because you always have to have a teruah, tiki'ah first and a tiki'ah at the end. So tara. That's what they learn. Amashma'uti, shekol ma'asa shel b'nei Yisrael, מחייב כצעד ראשון ליקוד של כל המחנה ביחד לקראת היציאה. Okay. Beautiful. Before you travel, what happens? You need to gather the people. So therefore the tiki'ah means everybody come together. Everybody has to unite now. We're going to travel together. So the tiki'ah is the gather. Collect all your possessions, collect all your luggage, collect all your... You understand? That's the tiki'ah. Umi'idach. Uchanot lechol tarchish shel hafta'a bederech. Aha. When you travel, now you have to be prepared for anything that happens on the road. Like it says in the Gemara, kol haderachim be'azkat sakana. Whenever you travel, there could be dangers that are lurking. The road, the enemies are ambushing and stuff like that. So therefore it says, tiki'ah, gather your stuff, and now you're going on the road, there's a tiru'ah, meaning you have to be prepared. That potentially there could be a war. You understand or no? Umi'idach, mukhanot lechot terhish al hafta'ah bederech, mitzad oyev. If you look in the Gemara, I mean, in this Pasukim in the Parashat says, Tiru'a yitki'u lemas'ahim. It's the opposite. Tiru'a yitki'u. Before it said, Utka'atem, Tiru'a. Here it says, Tiru'a yitki'u. So wait, what do they learn from this over here? From here is the famous deras that we learn, that every time you blow a Tiru'a, you need a tiki'a before it and a tiki'a after it. Utka'atem, tiru'a. Tiru'a, yitki'u. You understand the derash? One pasuk says utkatem teruah. The other pasuk says teruah yitkiu. So here we learn what? That you need a tiki'ah before and a tiki'ah after. So the tiki'ah before we explain means what? You're gathering the people to travel. The teruah represents that when you're going to travel, you have to be prepared for a war. What's the second tiki'ah but? Huh? Can you see roof shall to Rava Aletikia, Kilomat Kashir Mahane Sindam Sab, but Nua? When they're traveling, they hear a Tiru Apos of Tikia, Hibur Shreshne Pesukim Biahad. Brings us to the following story Tikia Tiru Atikia, Hashinuba Zeu Sikum, Tiru At Am Yisim Bamidban. The traveling and the camping. Atimura Zot Muateket et Kola Shofar Rosh Hashanah. Which means, tiki'ah means you're gathering yourself to travel. Teruah means when you're on the road, you have to be alert and prepared for war. And then what? Tiki'ah means you settle. Tiki'ah, hey, tiki'ah. You understand the way he's explaining? The tiki'ah is gather yourself to travel. Teruah, prepare yourself on the road for any, you know, dangers. And then tiki'ah means what? You land, collect yourself again, and... So that's the tiki'ah, teruah, tiki'ah. Temunah azot shel teruah be'emsa, kashi tiki'ah mikam tiki'ah mikan, me'orer dimuy shel negrere. Tiki'ah nosa'at, הנושאת עליה את התרועה. התורה ממחישה זאת בבירור. It says in the pasuk. Pasuk says, והעברתה, by Rosh Hashanah or Kippur, והעברתה שופר תרועה, בחודש השביעי בעשור לחודש. תעבירו שופר. What does that mean, ta'avidu shofar? Va'avarta shofar. Right, it's like transport it. Va'avidu, pass it. What are you passing it to? Ha'tura mishtameshet bibitui la'avir tiru'a. La'asiyah et ha'tiru'a al agala shel tiki'a. It's like you're putting the tiru'a on the wagon of the tiki'a. Va'avarta. Transport the tiru'a. Let me transport. What is va'avarta tiru'a? המשמעות הסעת התרועה גבי עגלות תקיען למד פסוק הבא. פסוק says, סורת החנייה של בני ישראל במדבר סביב לאוהל מועד. Oh, this is important now. When the people camped, the חנייה, the camping was done in a very special formation. The pasuk says, "Kashid yahanu ken yisau." The pasuk hazeh melamed shesurat hasidur shel machane yisrael be'et masao hu ketsurat sidro b'shat haniyato. Wow, that means when they traveled, they didn't travel in a formation of a straight line of a parade. You thought till now they just traveled like the Israeli Day Parade. Each tribe had a float and had a flag, and they marched in down the Midbar. It didn't happen like that. Right, the movies like that's how they travel. They travel in a Hamula. But it says no, they traveled in the same formation as they camped. What was the formation that they camped? We'll see it now. You know what? It's kedai to make a. You should learn this once in your life. Let's see the formation. The pasuk says, "V'nasa degel machane b'nedan me'asef lechol ha'machanot." So Shevet Dan is in the back, is in the tail end. Dan is in the kubus. Mahaneh Dan. Mahaneh Dan is in the back of the bus. You understand? Mahaneh Dan is the camp of Dan.
And the tribe. No, not the tribe.
It's called Mahaneh Dan. Dan is on the back. The Mahaneh Dan, back of the bus. So he says, Mikan nir'esh atinu'a ita betur orpi kisheshebet Dan waharon. הסתירה בורת אלו הם יסוד מחלוקת המורים בתלמוד ירושלמי. כסד היו יסוד מהלכים במדבר. ירושלמי says, how did the Jewish people travel? רבי חמא ברחיין רב רבי שיה חלקו בדבר. אחד אומר כתיבה. ואחד אומר כקורה. Some say they traveled in a box. And some say they traveled in a single file. You understand so far? Bring me a paper over here. I'm going to show you the picture now. כלומר, התנועה הייתה בטור אורפי או על בסיס מבנה חנייתם. Okay, רבותיי, we need somebody to read the פסוקים to me. Tomer, open up the פסוקים over here. Read the Pesukim the way they traveled. Okay. Okay, continue. Okay, those are the leaders. I want the whole. Where was Yehuda? Where was the Uven? Where was Ephraim? You don't know. You don't have any information on that. Okay, so I'm going to have to open up then. We're going to have to see how they traveled. Basuk is going to tell us exactly where each one stood. If you open up. Yeah, but we have to see exactly where they stood. What does it say? Oh, so Machane Yehuda is in the front here. So here's Yehuda. So they went, exactly. They went in the east. They're in the Mizrah. Yehuda is in the front. Continue. Okay, continue. Then where's the Uven? Where were they? How do you know everything? How do you know they were in the south? You learned it. Exactly. Reuven is in the south. Continue. Oh, where's Ephraim? Ephraim is in the west. Okay, now where's Dan?
Dan is only one direction left.
Only one direction left. That's the north. Geniuses. And what was in the middle? What was in the middle of this?
Benjamin.
No. Benjamin Yamin's on east 10th over there. What's in the middle? The Mishkan. The Mishkan is in the middle.
And the Levi.
Kehat is on one side. And Merari. And Gershon. And Abotai, you're going to finally learn something in your life. Here, this is the way they travel. It's like a diamond. Like a baseball field. Wow. So Yehuda was at second base, Ephraim is at home plate, Reuven's at first base, and Dan is at third base. And the Mishkan is the pitcher's mound. And that's where Kehat, Merari, and Gershon were. You understand how they traveled? This is one opinion. It's an amazing formation. It's an amazing formation. And so, that's one opinion. Another opinion says, no. The other opinion says Yehuda was in the front. Then you had Gershon and Merari, which is the Levi'im. Then you have Reuven, tribal leader. Then you have Kehat. Then you have Ephraim. And then you have Dan.
That's in a line. According to this, they traveled like this, straight.
That's the more normal for you. That's the more normal for you. That's the Mahloket. Mahane Yehuda. Where's Mahane Yehuda? Mizrah. Berosh HaTor. Aharam mitkat bnei Gerishom ubnei Merari, because they were in the middle. That's where the Mishkan was, so they have to go after. Miyad aharam ponem mahane Reuven. They're next. Umitkatsim neturim lekazi aharam Gerishom Merari. Beautiful. Miyad after that, you have bnei Kehat. Ahorehem, you have mahane Ephraim. And then you have mahane Dan. Okay, so that's in single file. Now, once they camped, then everybody moved to their positions. Yehuda would move to the east, and Ephraim would move to the west, and Dan would move to the north, and Reuven would move to the south. Understand the way they're learning this Gemara? They would travel in single file, everybody there, and then once they got to their location, they would split up into their positions. Rabotai, I didn't write the Torah. The Torah was written before I was born. You want to skip this whole thing and say it is not important to you? I'd rather hear stories about Noah and Korah. Good luck to you. Go somewhere else. Here we have to learn. These are subjects you have to learn. You ever learned the formation before? No. You ever learned about the shofarot and the sounds, what they stood for? You never learned it. No. So spend 5 minutes, concentrate for a minute. Break your yetzer hara of saying this is not important stuff for me. I'm not interested in this. Hashem wrote in the Torah, by the way, the whole parashat Ma'alotecha is about the blowing of the shofar and the sounds. Yes, most people have no clue of any of these things over here, about the shofarot, about the asosarot, about the tekiot, about the anything. Fahot, you're getting knowledge today. Consider it that you're gaining knowledge. Consider it your lucky day. I don't know why I have to coax the group into learning. I don't know why I have to coax you into accepting that what we're doing here is important. Now continue. Okay, so that's that. So he starts now. Kashira yuni atzarim lahaniya, Reuven pone to the to each position, as we said. Hatenu'a murkevet mikolot kitzarin mesamelet et hatenu'a ha'orefet bezu ahar zu. Le'umatam mesamelet tiki'a et hachaniya ha'mivnit shi hatiba ahat. Oh, very nice. Very nice. According to this, we understand the tiki'ah, tiru'ah, tiki'ah. The tiki'ah is before they would travel. God's telling everybody, come together. Tiki'ah, one long sound, come together. Go into formation. What's the formation? Tiru'ah. Two. It's a bunch of separate, it's not one structure. It's all individuals that are standing one behind each other. So the structure is a Tiru'ah structure. And then what? Once you land, you go back to be one structure of the square. That means you started before you traveled, you were a tiki'ah. Then in the time of the traveling, it's a tiru'ah, all in one line. They break the structure. So now it's a bunch of components. And then they go back to becoming the tiki'ah. You understand the way they're learning according to the Shem Shami? Tiki'ah, tiru'ah, tiki'ah was the symbol of travel. Why? They started off as one. They broke the box. Boom, 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 broke the box. Now it went tiru'ah. And now what? When they land, come back into the box. So traveling was signaled according to that opinion as a tiki'ah, a firu'ah, and a tiki'ah. Understand that, Shita? Yes. Beautiful understanding of the sod of the tiki'ot. Alenu lada'at. Oh, so al pi zeh. Kishe'anu omim sha'tiru'ah niset al gabe eglat ha'tiki'ah. Anu madgishim sha'tura or pi. Nisa al gabeh ha'mivna ha'pinimi. Okay, which means ma'abarta shofar. Ma'abarta shofar is that the tiki'ah is carrying the tiru'ah. Ma'abarta tiru'ah. Ma'abarta. What's the abara? The abara, what he wants to explain it is that the single file is a result of the box. The box breaks up into a single file. So the tiki'ah, or the tiru'ah, is being carried by the tiki'ah, so to speak. Which means the tiru'ah is a result of the tiki'ah. Right, tiki'ah causes. So ba'abarta, this is being a result of it. That's ba'abarta lashon. Okay, that's a nice diyu. So he comes along and says, Alenu lada'at. What's the secret of traveling? What's the single file traveling system? And then the box. What does the symbol mean over here? There has to be a reason for this. Tafkid ha-mivnahu hagbarat ha-shemira. Shemira al-mahane Yisrael. Aha. Very good. The box when we're traveling symbolizes what? Insulation. Box. You're in the front, you're in the back, you're in the sides. Mishkan is in the middle. That means our focus is to the Mishkan, and we don't let any other outside influences. Right, it's protecting the Mishkan and protecting us from any outside. We create a wall. Understand? That's the benefit of the camp where it has to be in a square. But what's the signal of the single file traveling? He writes the great rabbi, Tafkid ha-tura urpi hu hafka'a lanua kadima ulafkiat mahane ha-oyev ben ha-oyev hu ha-midbar ben im elu nahashim o shema oyev ben enosh. You don't remember it, but the Romans used to have the big beam that they used to have, and when they wanted to break the wall, the battering ram, they used to back, boom, bang the wall. Now the battering ram, huh? Kibish. Is a long, when you want to penetrate, it has to be in a. So therefore, when the people are traveling, so that's a time of war. Either you're traveling against the war of the elements of the desert, or you're traveling against the enemies that might come to you on the derech. When the people are traveling, they're subject to milhama. So therefore, the signal has to be in a straight line where you're going to penetrate the. So each signal, the shape of the Am Yisrael is the. Is dependent on what mode they're in. If they're in living mode, camp mode, square box, insulation from the outside, Mishkan is in the center. If they're in traveling mode, which is time of war, you have to be in straight mode, where you're able to single file, penetrate. Kekora. Exactly, like a Korah, Bidiyuk, like the ram, the battling ram. See, this is beautiful. The reason why I like this rabbi is Hedushim. Is because they're his Hedushim. You see, he doesn't quote anybody. He only quotes Hazal, and then it said he creates his own pizza, his own recipe. Rabbi Sabato, Rabbi Shabbatai Sabato. He was here. So he started to send me his Sefarim, and I find them very, very enjoyable, because again, it's his own stuff. But that makes sense. And he brings it from the Pesukim. So he says, what's the connection between the two? He says, Mitzad echad shemira lamachane Yisrael. Protection on the Mahane. Mitzad sheni, forward march. So that's the shiluv between the Tiki'ah and the Tiru'ah. The Tiki'ah represents the box. That's when we're one entity. And the Tiru'ah represents when we're going out to war, so to speak. That represents the single file. Nuchal l'dmot zot l'mevneh shel matose tekifa.
Warplanes.
Hatas el ya'ado b'mebneh. Kede shekol ahad yishmol la re'ehu. You ever see when they fly, they fly in formation. Right? So each one protects each other. V'chashir mitkarbim em li'ad ha'tekifa. But when they're ready to attack, mitkarbim em mebneh le'tur orpim u li'ad. And they're coming straight. One after the other. Boom, 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 boom. Very interesting. So that's already something you can see in Ulam HaZeh compared to the system. Bikaron, ניתן להוסיף דימוי ולומר שהתקיעה היא הכלל והתרועה היא הפרט. It's true. Tikiah represents the klal, when it's just one big entity of Ulam HaZeh is one, where tirua represents the line, which is individuals. في كوتس مدراش ربي يودا أمر لعلام هذا كونس دبر تورا كلاليم. Nice. So when you study Torah, you should learn the rules. Get the rules first. Get the kelalim in Torah. First the 13 rules how to learn the Torah. Whenever you're learning a sugya, learn the kelalim. Sheim ata konsan peratim hen yagi'im otka. If you're gonna study every detail, it's going to be a burden to you. How are you going to remember it? You make the klalim. In every study of Torah, there's general rules that you have to know for each sugya. Mashal l'adam sholech l'kisari v'nitzrach l'kesef. Let's say he's going to a Caesarea and he needs kesef. Perutot miyagi'in oto. Aval im mitzarfan v'osim sila'im poretu mitzim v'kol makom shirtzeh. I guess basically, if he has to carry coins, it's much easier for him to carry large bills than it's for him to carry the small bills. The small bills, the small coins, a million pennies he has to carry, it's going to be yagea him. So therefore the Gemara Midrash says, try to summarize your learning into bigger rules. Ha-Midrash ba'al lembedenu. Shim anachnu nusim lishmor al devrei Torah shelamadnu, נשתדל להרכיב מן הפרטים כללים. Beautiful. How do you remember a sugya? You learned something today. How do you remember a sugya? You can't remember all the details. Every question the Gemara, every answer the Gemara, you're carrying a bag of pennies. You're too heavy. So how do you remember the sugya? The rule. What's the rule? Every day you come out with another klal. So far you remember the klalim. Today, for example, we learned the Gemara in Nedarim. What's the rule that you learned today? The rule, you put in your rule book to remember the sugya. That any time you make a neder, you say, this box is asur to me. You cannot say, this box is asur to me like this microphone. No. You can only make something asur like something that you can make a neder on. For example, I can make a neder on a korban. I could say, Hare alai to bring a korban. So since the korban is subject to neder, that's called davar ha-nidar, so therefore I'm able to make this asur like that. You understand? So that's why usually when I say, Hare ze asur alai, ki korban. Because korban is davar ha-nidar. I said, that's a rule you learned today. As opposed to if I say, Hare ze asur like a truma. Turumah, I don't make a neder to make turumah asur. Turumah is asur because turumah is asur. Everybody make a neder. The queen has to. The government makes turumah. Hare is a neder. Turumah is asur. You take turumah. Hare is a turumah. Hashem made it asur. So if a person says Hare is asur ki turumah, he said nothing. You understand? That's a klal. The rest of the game has all details. So the Midrash is telling you to remember your learning. The Ramban said that. Every day when you get up from the book, you have to say to yourself, what can I take away from the book? A bottom line, a principle. Something, one thing. We learned halakhot today. So you have to figure out how you're going to remember the halakhot. So you make it into klalim, into principles. Today we learned about principle. Migud et katzai ben Hashem Ashot, et katzai likoli yoma. Something that went into Shabbat mukseh remains mukseh for the whole Shabbat. If ben Hashem Ashot was mukseh, it remains mukseh. Now, by the way, if you pick up two klalim a day like that, you picked up a klal in Nidareen, you picked up a klal in Mukseh, that's two klalim you picked up today. Tomorrow you come to the shiur again, you pick up two more klalim, you pick up 15 klalim a week. Before you know it, you pick up 60 klalim a month. In 1 year you pick up 600 klalim. Go write a book. Go write a book. But the problem is what happens. We get caught up trying to remember every single detail. So we try to remember every single detail. You remember, you forget everything. What happens? The guy trying to carry a whole bag of pennies. What ends up happening to the bag? It breaks. How did you know? The weight. Very good. The weight breaks it, and he ends up with nothing. The guy, instead of carrying a million pennies, he went and he got $1,000. Whatever it is, $10,000. He's holding the money. Okay, it won't break the bag. Ah, but it's much less. Okay, much less in pieces. In the charame, understand the point? That's what the Midrash is saying. You have to turn the lessons that you learn in Torah into klalim. Yashe perakim. כשאנחנו עוברים ממקום למקום, when we travel, אנו נושאים איתנו את הפרטים הרבים על גבי משטח של כללים. הכללים שומרים על הפרטים שלא יתפזרו. I guess that's like a luggage. The luggage collects all the items. Instead of carrying 28 items separately, so we put in the luggage when we travel. That's one big item, which holds, the luggage holds a lot of, by the way, the rules that I gave you just now holds many penatim inside of it. But at least I can carry it. Once I know the rules, I can apply it a million ways. So the rabbi writes over here, Bidiyuk kach nisit, nisit ha-teru'a gabeh tiki'a. Ha-tiki'a shomeret al kolot ha-teru'a shelo yitpazeru. באופן מקביל, טור מחנה ישראל מתקדם בתנועה תוך התבססותו על מבנה חנייתם, כאשר המבנה שומר עליהם שלא יתפרקו. So now we explain, let's go slow. Now we explain the tiki'a of gathering the nation. When there's a meeting, tiki'a. When there's a holiday, tiki'a. When there's a war, tiru'a. When there's traveling, tiki'a, tiru'a, tiki'a. And we explained that that's the inyan of Rosh Hashanah also. On Rosh Hashanah, the tiki'a is what? In order to arouse the neshama that's inside of us. That's the inside. The collection of what's inside of you. Tiru'a represents the war that's against us from the outside. The yitzhara. And then I guess the tiki'a at the end, although the rabbi didn't explain it, we have to say is that after the battle of the war, like it says in the pasuk, kaveh el Hashem, hazak v'yames lebecha, kaveh el Hashem, which means, kaveh el Hashem, you have to put your trust in God, hazak v'yames, you have to fight the yetzirah, and if you fight the yetzirah, then you have to mechazek yourself inside again for the next battle. So that's the tiki'a. But what is the tiki'a and the tiru'a of yovel? What's yovel? In the Jubilee year, that means these are the only times we blow shofar, by the way. We blow shofar or hasosrot. Either when we traveled, either when we went to war, either when the camp was gathering, on holidays, Rosh Hashanah. But there's another time that we blow shofar during the Jubilee year. On Kippur, according to Torah, there's no shofar on Kippur. The fact that we blow shofar on Kippur is just a zecher to the Jubilee year. Every 50 years on Kippur, they blew shofar. And what did the shofar symbolize? That the Abadim, anybody that was an Eved, is able to go free, and all ancestral properties return to their original owner. Va'avartem shofar teru'ah v'chodesh ha'shivi'i ta'aviru shofar. So first of all, it says shofar teru'ah. So that's teru'ah. Here it says va'avartem teru'ah. It doesn't say utkatem teru'ah. Uva'ari'otem. So when it says va'avarta, you have to carry the teru'ah. What do you carry the teru'ah on? A tiki'ah. So just like above we learned that it's a tiki'ah, teru'ah, tiki'ah, from here they learn also on Kippur, you need a tiki'ah, a teru'ah, and a tiki'ah. But why? Oh, v'shavtem ish el achuzato v'ish el mishpachto tashuvu. That's very good. Everybody goes back home during the Yovel. Everybody's reunited with their families. All properties go back to the original owners. What sound represents gathering and unity? The tiki'ah. So the tiki'ah on Yovel, we understand why you have a tiki'ah. Oh, what about the teru'ah? The Rav says, huh? So we have to see what this is. Atikiyah shu kol natzufu pashut mechneset et kol ha'am ish al machaneu v'ish al diglo kol ehad shav me'ozato. They go back to the family. Le'umat zot kedei she'navin et tafkid ha'teru'ah b'shnat ha'yovel. What's the teru'ah in Yovel? What's the teru'ah? There's no war in Yovel here. There's no marching single file in Yovel. How are we going to explain the teru'ah in Yovel? So it goes back to a famous story in the episode, the War of Jericho. Remember the story in Yericho, how they battled Yericho? Huh? That's right. Shisha yamim sabavu et ha'ir. 6 days they surrounded the city. Bechol yom pam achat. Every day they made hakafah, one time. Hakafot. V'yom ha-shivi'i, 7 hakafot. Bechol hakafot, ha'elu nishmi'u tiki'at shofar bilvad. And every time they made hakafah, they blew a tiki'ah. Only a tiki'ah. No teru'ah. 7 hakafot on the 7th day. U'bchol hakafah, tuk'im ha-kohanim b'shiv'ah shofarot. So there were 7 Kohanim, each one blowing a tiki'ah. So on the last day of Yericho, how many sounds did they blow? 7 times? 7 times 7. How much, Elliot? 49. So they blew 49 tiki'ot on the last day. 7 Kohanim, each time they make a hakafah, each one blows a tiki'ah. Oh, the number 49 is very significant. How many years do we have until the Yovel? We have 49 years until the Yovel. And then the 50th is what? Jubilee. Like it says, Vehi b'pam ha-shibi'it, takuva kohanim b'shofarot, after the 7th time, there's a pasuk, Vayomer Yoshua la'am hari'u. Now blow a teru'ah. Only after they blew the teru'ah did the wall come down. Tafkid ha-kohanim, the kohanim blew the tiki'ah, and then the people blew the teru'ah. That was the 50th sound. And what happened when the 50th sound happened? The wall came down. Vayi kishmo ha'am et kol shofar, vayari'u teru'ah gedolah, v'tipol ha'choma. Tafkid teru'ah. The purpose of the Torah was to break the wall of Yericho. Nashuv v'shnat ha-yovel. So what do they got to do with the Yovel? Yes, Yovel is the 50th year, which represents the 50th blow. But what does Teru'ah have to do with Yovel? זה מלמד אותנו. Amazing. כי כדי להפקיר את השדות לכל, לשחרר את העבדים משנת היובל, ולהחזיר את אחוזות האדמה לבעליהם, יש צורך להפיל חומות של ניכר, של ניכור ותנשאות, ולרסק ולפורד את הדחפים היסרים.
This opens up a big hadush to us.
Yeah, and the Yovel, what happens? Guy has a slave for 50 years. 49 years he has a maid. Talk maids, you guys don't know slaves. You have a maid. Imagine all of a sudden, maids, after however many years, you have to send them back to Mexico. Contra Torah law. After however many years, back to Honduras, back to Nicaragua. Back to all these other third world countries. So you think, because you people live in the fairy land world, you think, yeah, it's so easy. The master says, and now about to Mekayim and Zvav, letting my slaves go during the year. You think it's so easy? You think it's so easy when you have a good worker? You have a good worker that's working for you for how many? He knows your rhythm, he knows your house, he knows your children, he knows your schedule, he knows your... If you sneeze, he knows exactly what you're thinking about. And now you have to let that guy leave. And you've got to start over, get a new guy, new worker, trainer. What do you think, so easy to let a guy go like this?
Better retire.
You retire. This guy over here now, you're losing. And by the way, it's not that he worked you for 49 years. In the 50th year, he leaves. That means could be, it's like a worker there for 3-4 years, who you like, but then the 50th year comes. The 50th year can come 3 years later. If you hired him in year 46, 4 years later, you gotta let him go. And by the way, you're thinking about this. You're thinking, this guy's a great worker. How am I going to let this guy go in the Yovel? How am I going to let this guy go? Now you have a field. You have a field, everything. In the Jubilee year, you have to let that field go back to the original owner. Everything returns back. You think it's so easy to do such a thing? You know what a person has to do before he lets his slaves go and all that? He has to break himself. And his desire to rule over his servant, to be an owner of a field, these are natural tendencies. In order to break his nature, you know what you need in the Yovel? You need a Teru'ah. Because what does a Teru'ah do? It breaks the walls. It breaks the physical walls. Here in the Yovel, you need to break that wall that you have of ownership. The wall that you have of possession. The wall that... It's Yisrala. Therefore, there's a war in Yovel. You know what a war is? It's an internal war. That's a war that's fought with the guy inside. Therefore, this guy needs to break himself. So the Teru'ah in the Yovel helps the person... Just like it broke the wall of Yericho down, the Teru'ah has the ability to break the insides of a person down as well. The Duke is working on his midos. It's breaking himself. That's why at the end of Kippur, for example, that's why we blow Teru'ah Gedolah. The Teru'ah Gedolah at the end of Kippur is to commemorate the Teru'ah Gedolah of the Yovel. That's the main sound, by the way. The main sound on Kippur that we're commemorating is that last... No, not Me'akolot. On Kippur, there's no Me'akolot. On Kippur, there's only a few sounds at the end. But the main sound is that last Teru'ah. What's it got to do with us on Kippur? Well, let's make it to the Hadush now. Here on Kippur, you spent the whole day making Teshuvah, fighting the Yetzirah, beating him, crying, silly horn. I mean, the Yetzirah on Kippur, you're an angel. You're not wearing leather shoes, The person's in synagogue for the whole day, fasting, not enjoying himself with any physical pleasures. He's pounding the Yetzirah, he's pounding him, pounding him. Finally, by the end of the Kippur, when the person's on such a high madriga, he fasted for 25 hours. But now he finally needs to give the deadly blow to the Yetzirah, the K.O. punch to the Yetzirah is what? The Teruah Gedolah. You could only make the Teruah Gedolah at the end of the whole service of Kippur where the guys, you're pounding him against the ropes. And finally at the end, Teruah Gedolah, boom! He's out of there. Finished. We knocked him out. The no Yetzirah. I mean, that, we're waiting for that moment at the end of Kippur. What do you mean? Unless you have one of these fixed fights over there where the guy knocks him out after 8 seconds. Yeah, we know those fights. But in the normal fights, you go out 15 rounds. Finally, after 15 rounds, the guy's tired. Then the guy clocks him in the head. Boom, Shabbat Shalom. Then the guy clocks him in the head, and he knocks him out. Kippur is 15 rounds. Five tefillot. Each tefillah, another round. Pounding the guy. Finally, at the end of Kippur, at the time of the Teruah Gedolah, what happens? Boom. You know what a moment is at the end of Kippur? When you blow that Teruah Gedolah, you decimated the wall that the Yetzirah has inside of us. So he's gone. Sur merah. You understand the kavanot over here, what's going on? Oh, now wait, but you're not done yet. So basically, the Teruah Gedolah represents the falling of the wall. However, it doesn't happen immediately. There's another service that has to be done in order to finish. The Teruah Gedolah symbolizes that now we're about to go to war. Didn't I tell you Teruah is war? At the end of Kippur, we're not nervous anymore. At the end of Kippur, now we're saying we're going to go on the offense. Before Kippur, we're on defense because the Yisrara, Averot. Now we have no more Averot. Now the Hazan blows the Teruah Gedolah after Kippur and says, you know what? Rabotai! We're declaring war. When you hear the shofar after Rosh Hashanah, that's a declaration of war. Against who? Against the Yetzir. Oh, so you need weapons. Everybody has to go right after Rosh Hashanah, Kippur, you go buy Lulav. Lulav is the weapon. The Etrog is like a grenade. You pull the pitom off, you throw the Etrog in the middle of the Teva. Now all of a sudden you have the grenade and the Etrog, you have the weapon is the... And now what do you do with it? Every day you walk around the Teva once. That's like the walls of Yericho. Every time you walk... We announced war! Okay, war, everybody has 4 days to get weapons. We just announced the war is going to be against Yetzirah. Everybody go get a weapon. 4 days to get your weapons. So everybody's finding the weapons, they're looking at to make sure everything's proper. And now we start on the first day, the botai. We walk around the Tema. Also comes Rosh Hashanah Rabba. That's the all-night battle. That's the last battle. That's the main battle, Rosh Hashanah Rabba. We have to walk around the Tema 7 times, like Yericho. And after Rosh Hashanah Rabba, they announce, the botai, the war's over. The war is over. Am Yisrael has won. Put down your lulavs. Put down the lulav. You don't need the lulav anymore. Put down the lulav. Go take the etrog. Go make jelly from the etrog. Go make some type of halwi out of it. And that's it. Go home. And when the Yetzirah is on the floor, you ever see when the guy's on the floor, exactly, on the way out, you turn around, you give him one more kick in the head. We spit in his face. So we take the aravot after. The aravot is representing Yetzer Hara. We go outside. He's dead already. He's finished on the floor. But okay, one just extra, one just zig in the head. Exactly. He's on the floor now. Boom! Habib, Habib. We take the arabo, we throw in the floor. That's it. We go home, go to sleep. Now. You understand the service of based on this, what we're doing? Also, now the question then is, okay, so you knocked at the yet. There's no yet. After Rosh Hashanah, there's no yetzer hara. The wall of Yerichos finished. The war was declared. The war was won. That's why it's called Zman Simchatenu. Zman Simchatenu. What a moment this is for us. Mafi yetzer hara. And then what? All of a sudden it comes now Simchat Torah. Strange. Simchat Torah, we take out the Sefer Torah. And we also make hakafot. What do you make hakafot for? There's no yetzer hara. And it's a strange hakafah because this is a hakafah without a weapon. Explanation is, Rabotai, explanation is that sometimes the hakafah breaks a wall and sometimes the hakafah builds a wall. Which means now that you kill the yetzer hara, okay, now that's sur mera. Now aseto. The hakafot of Simchat Torah is now to erect a wall of kedusha. So therefore, we don't need weapons. We put the Sefer Torah in the middle, just like the Mishkan was in the middle, and Am Yisrael creates a circle or a box around the Aron, and this already becomes a moment of what? Where we insulate ourselves and we say, everything is to the Torah. Our whole life is based on what's in the center over here, this Torah, and the outside has no influence. And now we're confident because we have no, the Yetzirah was destroyed anyway. Which is, it's not enough to destroy the city of the enemy. If you destroy the enemy's city, they have to turn it into a Torah city. You have to build it up to, so we conquer Jerusalem from the Romans, or from the Babylonians, or from whoever it may be. So wait, that's it. No, you have to build it up. Now you get rid of all the Abu Dazara. Now you have to build it up to a Jewish city. So the Simchat Torah is a reverse Yericho. It's a construction. It's in order to build it up. So you see how everything works in a perfect line. All the different sounds that we're blowing during the course of the year all has a reason, has a purpose. And you see the high holidays also has a perfect symmetry in a story. Exactly what's supposed to be done. Yidatzom, we should be zocher to. The Shmoa calls Shofar. The Shmoa means to understand the call of the Shofar. Not to hear it, but to understand what these sounds represent. And Be'azat Hashem, it will be Zocher to the time where we'll hear the ultimate Shofaro Shel Mashiach. Like it says, Tekam Shofar Gadol Lechiruten. At that time over there when Mashiach comes, he's also going to blow the Shofar. Matan Torah was also Shofar, which is at any key event in Jewish history, the shofar had to be present. The shofar is our national instrument. Every country has their instrument. The instrument of the Jews is the chasosarot and the shofar. And our music, our national anthem, is the tiki'ah and the tiru'ah and the tiki'ah. One time in Spain, the Jews were not allowed to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. The Spanish government inquisition ruled against it. On that day, there was a big symphony in Barcelona. All the Hashuv people came to the symphony, and unfortunately, there were many Jews in the symphony as well, because they don't let them keep Rosh Hashanah. They were Muranos, these Jews. In public, they could not keep the Shabbat. And there were many people who attended the symphony as well, even though they knew that was Rosh Hashanah. One of the musicians brought with him to the symphony of Shofar. And in the middle of the music, they gave a solo. Do, 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 do. Everybody thought it was part of the song. But meanwhile, he knew that this is the way they could be Yotzei Shofar, at least, in order that they shouldn't think. The Spanish, oh, there's a beautiful Hadush over here. We never heard these tunes over here. They said, yeah, it's a new funky African music we picked up from the Congo. Okay, let's do it. But meanwhile, they were listening to these beautiful sounds of the Shofar. So, Be'ezat Hashem, be zocher. Also, I said, be zocher to the Shofar of Mashiach, be'vra v'yamen.